I'm in Plymouth. I'm at an event called Regional Funding for Business, hosted by the Institute of Directors. And I'm curious to discover what exactly regional funding is, how much is there, and how does business ask for it? Isn't the red tape and the process just too difficult to get through? And is the South West able to speak with one business voice? After all, Bristol and Barnstable are very different places indeed.
Carleen Kellerman, Chairman, Institute of Directors, Devon and Cornwall.
And how are your membership feeling at the moment about regional funding? Because there is a lot of misery about it, isn't there?
I think that the membership is generally feeling quite robust about the economic conditions generally. Many of my members are in the age category over 40, and many ran businesses during the 90s and learnt lessons from that. What we're all getting used to is the longevity of these recessive conditions, but now they're looking really positive to the future, and therefore when they want to take that risk to enter new markets, they're looking to regional funding to share the risk with them.
And do you think it's clear enough where people can get funding and how they can get it?
Absolutely not. If I was going into my supermarket today and shop for regional funding, I wouldn't know which shelf to look at.
Nigel Godefroy, Longhouse.
And why are you here at this debate about regional funding?
Well, of course, what makes the economy spin down in the West Country is funding. Funding's difficult at this moment, particularly when it comes to banking. And it's always good to see what other opportunities are out and about.
Do you think it's a complete nightmare? People outside this think it's so difficult to get funding and they don't find the banks are helping and the complexities and the red tape are too difficult.
Well, I think it's absolutely right. To get hold of bank funding these days is very, very difficult indeed. I think the banks want to lend, but their criteria is very, very difficult to meet. And therefore, for organisations, sometimes better get other sources of funding rather than banks.
It's Deborah Heather, and I come from Dartington Hall. We're looking to see whether we can get some funding to open an apprentice-run hotel. So really wanted to find out more about it and see what the opportunities are for us.
Do you think getting funding for something like that is a bit of a nightmare?
It can be. It's so complex.
Have you tried before?
No. To be honest, it's a new project, so we're absolutely open to any opportunities at the moment.
You're hopeful, eh?
Absolutely.
John Hutchings. I'm from the Plymouth University and Western Morning News Growth Fund.
And why are you at this debate about regional funding?
It's quite relevant to the job I'm doing, so come along and see what else is going on. It can be a challenge.
What are the challenges, would you say?
Making sure you've got the right business case, making sure you're well prepared, and that you're looking to employ new people. I think that's the major challenges.
Martin Sullivan. Well, I'm a wealth manager, and a lot of my clients are business people, and some of the questions I have raised during the course of the working week is regarding funding, so I thought it would be quite a useful opportunity for me to come and see what there is on offer for some of my clients so I can relay information and be as helpful as I can.
Do you think, this is meant to be a polite question, do you think you know enough about it? Because a lot of people don't understand the machinations of all this.
I'm a bit, in terms of like knowledge here, it's something that's a little bit outside my comfort zone from my daily job, so it's something I want to learn a lot more on so I can, provide some sort of service to my clients and push them in the right direction.
Stephen Hudson, I am the partner responsible for managing Garden Coast Solicitors, a medium-sized firm of solicitors based in the centre of Plymouth. I'm interested to know what's happening with the funding for lending scheme primarily. I guess that most of the people in the room have been able to get the funding they need to do what they need to do, but I'm more interested in the wider economy and whether the funding for lending scheme is working properly. My guess is it's not working at all. I see no evidence at all of new funding getting out to small business, and if there are figures, then all I can say is that it must be going to support larger companies. I suspect also the numbers perhaps show that all debt is being recycled, but I don't see the new additional lending.
Do you think the NEBs are working?
I don't know what they do. I have no idea. I get very excited when I read reports in the Times and the national press about actually funding for lending now is going to become available through the leasing and hire purchase houses. And when I talk to those, they've no knowledge of this kind of way of getting the money out to the market. So they don't know anything about it. It all seems to be smoke and mirrors to me.
John Berry. I'm Executive Director of Southwest Investment Group.
Now, do you think business is very confused about the processes and who they can apply to and the paperwork and the red tape? Isn't that something that all these organisations need to look at?
It is a bit confusing. There are a number of interventions, if you like, to make things work. And I'm really keen that actually at some point we must put together some sort of website or portal in which everybody can access information on all these schemes. But with a good bit of research, you can find out what's going on in the Southwest anyway.
Business is saying, lend us more money, and you hear the banks saying, we are lending money, and we are, and perhaps you feel you're lending money. There seems to be a bit of a gap between one message from one party and one from the other.
There is always a bit of perception between the funder and the fundee, as it were, that I guess one hears a lot of noise from people who have been turned down for finance, whatever. But also people will decide to approach a finance house in London rather than looking locally, because there is more opportunity to find suitable finance in London than locally.
So talk locally first, is that your message?
Absolutely, yeah, because there are schemes available for businesses, certainly on the lending side. There are less equity schemes in the Southwest. One has to operate on really on a national basis to get equity finance, either from the public sector or the private sector. But there are lending schemes that are available in the Southwest, which are well worth following up.
Anne-Marie Morris, Member of Parliament for Newton Abbott.
Now, you have a finger on the pulse in government and are an MP in a region which has a lot of small businesses in it. Isn't the way government is working and communicating with those businesses and funding them or not, isn't that going a bit wrong?
I think the challenge for us is to, as you rightly say, get that communication right, and it has to be at a regional level. And that's in part why we now have regional ambassadors. So I am an ambassador. I've been asked to represent and bring back feedback from the Southwest. And the fact that I've been appointed, it seems to me, pays tribute to recognition on the part of the government that we need to get that communication working better.
I mean, you have a particular interest in small businesses, don't you? Microbusinesses, in fact. You've had one yourself. You must understand more than anybody the confusion, the disappointment, the complexity of trying to get money.
You are absolutely right. It is a very complicated mechanism to try to access money. And certainly the challenge with the websites is, while initially the idea was to try to simplify and consolidate, I think there began to be a recognition that that probably wasn't working. And that's why, moving forward, at least with the business bank, we will begin to put all the initiatives, if you like, in one place. But we need to go further than that. And what I need to do, and what other ambassadors like me need to do, is work with the LEPs locally, work with the county councils, and indeed with the district councils, so that the information is very much localised, and so the means of access is clear, well known, and there is a local point of contact. And one of the things that I'm pleased to see is the government has actually focused since its election on this part of the country, and the amount of inward investment has been phenomenal. I've only got to look at the schemes in my particular part to look at 160 million. Now, that is a phenomenal sum to invest in any community. A new university technical college, a new bypass dealing with one of our big trouble spots, three flood defence schemes, and many, many other things besides, including dealing with those horrendous water bills for which we're now going to get a subsidy.
You've run your own business in the past. If you were still running that business now, would you be depressed or would you be optimistic?
I would be optimistic. We have been through very difficult, challenging times. There is absolutely no question. But for me, looking at the numbers and talking to businesses in my area, there is generally beginning to be a mood of gentle optimism. So no, I wouldn't be depressed. We are now just at that tipping point and just about to begin to move upwards. And that, for me, is really good news.
Do you think it's the small businesses that are going to be generating growth?
Absolutely. The small businesses are going to be at the heart of this, and that is why I'm so passionate in ensuring that government does everything possible to ensure it is the micros and the smalls that get the help, because that's where the growth is going to come from.
Well, I've come outside the building where the debate was held and the last crumbs of croissant are being quietly swept away as people go off to their day jobs. The debate featured the Southwest MP with an interest in micro businesses, the local enterprise partnership and the Southwest Investment Group. And the far southwest in particular seems to be full of small, medium and micro enterprises from where mainly growth will happen. But many of the people I've spoken to here would welcome more clarity, a clearer process and certainly more funding. But on the other side, those who say they are lending, like the banks, are at best not getting heard. There seems to be a bit of a gap in the middle, at least. This is Christopher Slade for Southwest Business News in Dublin.